both shows. 18 members present this afternoon, Mr. President.
We have a...
Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks for this gloriously beautiful day. It highlights the magnificent resources you provided us, the sun, the water, mountains, lands, and everything that lives therein. God, we just pray that you would be with us through this special session. We ask for your blessing and your wisdom and your discernment. We ask for peace across our land. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal, that the chaplain fees be waived, and that they be donated to the Glory Hole.
I wish to certify the correctness of the journals for the 119th and 120th legislative days for the second session of the 20th Alaska Legislature.
Unanimous consent. The journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two guests I'd like to introduce in Senator Hooter's gallery. They're both constituents of mine who must be here to watch this body in action. If I could introduce them, one of the gentlemen, Bill Smith, who has been a long-time resident of Juneau. Good friend. Bill, welcome. And John Borbridge, who many of us know, who's been active in all kinds of activities around the state in a long time. Huh?
Proclamation. Under the authority of Article 2, Section 9, and Article 3, Section 17 of the Alaska Constitution, and in the public interest, I call the 20th Legislature of the State of Alaska into special session at Juneau, Alaska, in the Legislative Chamber on May 26, 1998, at 1 p.m. to consider the following subject. 1. An amendment to the Alaska Constitution granting authority to the Legislature to provide a priority based on place of residence for the taking of fish and wildlife and other renewable natural resources for subsistence uses, and 2. Laws implementing the priority described in one of this proclamation, dated Juneau, Alaska, this 12th day of May, 1998, done by Tony Knowles, Governor. And we have received the Governor has signed various bills and resolutions, and these will be noted in the journal, and those are all the messages from the Governor this afternoon, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Report to standing committee.
There are no standing committee reports this afternoon. There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of some resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 101 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska authorizing a priority for subsistence uses of renewable natural resources that is based on the place of residence and providing for an effective date.
Resources, and since it does also have the applicable note, I have to give it a financial report.
Those are all the resolutions.
That brings introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill Number 1001 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act establishing a priority for subsistence uses of fish and wildlife that is based on place of residence, relating to the management and taking of fish and wildlife for subsistence uses, relating to certain definitions for the Fish and Game Code, delaying the repeal of the current law regarding subsistence use of fish and game, amending the effective date of Sections 3 and 5, Chapter 1, Special Session SLA 1992, and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Senate Bill Number 1002 by the Senate Rules Committee, an act delaying the repeal of the current law regarding subsistence use of fish and game until October 1, 1999, amending the effective date of Sections 3 and 5, Chapter 1, Special Session, SLA 1992, and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Those are all the bills for introduction this afternoon.
That brings us down to the consideration of the calendar.
There's no calendar today.
Brings us to unfinished business.
Chambers. The chambers are set up for all members. We'll lead off with Attorney General Bruce Patello and Charlie Cole. We'll be teleconference statewide. We will take testimony from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We'll have a 15-minute break, and we'll take another 2 hours, 15-minute break, another 2 hours, 15-minute break. We will continue until we have all the testimony. It is our intent to try and move the bill this evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'd like to ask the privilege of the body to speak on a happy birthday. Thank you. Very pleased to be here for this special session. However, I am missing a birthday today, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to my father, who some 60 years ago came to Alaska, and he's celebrating his birthday today. And happy birthday, Dad, to Jack Ward today.
Yes, just briefly on the subject of snares. Petition was brought by people concerned about the utilization of snares and the taking of fur-bearing animals. That petition was reviewed by the Division of Elections, and the Division of Elections finally said they had adequate signatures. They didn't at first, but they gave them an extra 30 days, of course, pursuant to law, to go get those signatures. Upon getting the signatures, the opponents of that proposition, people in the rural areas who rely upon fur-bearing animals for some of the only cash-based economy that truly flows through the rural areas, they brought suit in a Fairbanks Superior Court, and the Fairbanks Superior Court judge found, just as he had on a previous fish initiative, that it was inappropriate to do fish and game management through the ballot box. Something seems kind of close to what we're doing today, but in the process, that judge threw that law out and said it would not be on the ballot. Now, normally, you would expect the people proposing such an initiative to bring the appeal on that subject. Unfortunately, in this instance, rather than remain as a third-party objective and disinterested player, which I think Division of Elections should be in these instances so as to provide for a level playing field within the process, unfortunately, the Knowles administration has decided to appeal the ban on snaring initiative to the Supreme Court. I think that does great disservice to all of the people who are relying upon utilizing snares in the trapping profession in the rural areas. Thank you, Mr. President.
Permission to speak on Senate Bill 202. Mr. President, one of the bills that didn't make it through the last legislative session was Senate Bill 202. That was legislation I had sponsored, the Alaska Insurance Consumers Protection Act. I was sorry we didn't get the chance to spend more time on that legislation, because I think it did a lot of very important things that I think need to be addressed next year by this legislative body, and I'm going to be pre-filing that next year if I have the opportunity to be here again. It would have prevented insurance companies from intimidating and manipulating the auto auto repair process. It would have required insurers to pay claims that even they actually agreed they owed, and would have created a fair arbitration process to resolve disputes over insurance claims. There was testimony in the Labor and Commerce Committee last session by the Division of Insurance that last year alone there were something like 400 cases of bad claims practice in Alaska that they recognized. It's obvious the current system is not working. I was sorry we didn't get the chance to do more on Senate Bill 202, but we did learn a lot this year working with the division, also with the industry, and I look forward to working on that over the interim, because I do think this is a very serious question. Now that we've dealt with the tort reform issues that's been before us for quite a while, I think we need to move on and really seriously consider insurance reform, because there's some very serious questions there that individual small Alaskans are not being fairly treated, and these type of claims where they're only $5,000 or $2,000 are very significant to ordinary people, and it's not right what some of the companies are currently utilizing as their claims practice.
What time tomorrow? 9? Move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand at adjournment till 12 noon tomorrow.